This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams. So very delighted and happy to be with you today. Yes, I am. Oh, my goodness sakes. Our Lord is so good. He has so much in mind for us. And even when we go through the trials and vicissitudes of life, He is there with us. And I say that in light of what continues to be happening in California, in the Los Angeles area, these wildfires. The latest report that I am aware of is the fact that they're still not contained, but through the grace of God, the winds have died down. And this is one thing that I do know. You know, oftentimes, in those moments where there is the most devastation in our life, in those moments when we think we cannot take another step, in those moments when a part of us is wondering, where are you, God? Have you abandoned me? Our God is the closest to us. All we need to do is to reach out to Him. All we need to do is to place our faith and our hope and our trust in Him. All we need to do is to open wide the corridors of our heart, that He might come and walk in us, showing us precisely the way in which we should go and leading us and guiding us in and through all things. So I do want to begin this program this morning in light of all that's going on there. I know also that the funeral mass for President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at the ripe age of 100, is also going on right now. And I know that there are things that are going on in your life right now. Let us just take an opening moment here and come together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and we lift up to you all of the travail that is going on in the world today, the grief that is going on in the world today, the inexplicable action of man against man that is going on in the world today. And Father, if it was not because we know you are with us, if it wasn't for that, Lord, we would surely cave in. But we know that no matter what is taking place in the midst of it all, you are there. What comes into my mind this moment, Lord, is that moment out on the Sea of Galilee, and the waves were rocking and rolling, and then the boat was near to capsizing, and you were there with your apostles, and you were sleeping in the midst of the storm. And they fretted and they worried and they roused you. And you told them that you were there. You were there. I'm thinking of that moment when our Blessed Lady said to her little Juan Dieguito, Saint Juan Diego, am I not here who am your mother? Is there anything else that you need? We know, Lord, that no matter what might be plaguing us at this moment, what might be the greatest trial that we're going through, what might be the greatest disaster, that you never abandon your people, that you are there with them, you are here with us, and you lead us and you guide us. And you simply ask that we lean into you. And so, Father, in this moment, as we come together as this mystical body of Christ using these airwaves for your honor and your glory, we say to you, we are leaning in to you. And we know that in and through you, all things are possible, that the fullness of life resides in you, that every spiritual blessing in the heavens is found in you. And so it is with utter confidence now that we pray the prayer that your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I do ask that you keep the repose of the soul of Jimmy Carter in your prayers. I pray that you will keep all of the individuals that are going through this very, very painful, disastrous, dramatic moment in their lives, that you keep them in your prayer, that you continue to pray for all of our first responders that are trying to solve this problem and to help them. I pray that you keep, you know, all of the members of our government, all authorities, locally as well as nationally and internationally in your prayer. So here we are together. This is Thursday. What a beautiful day it is indeed. Chilly here in Birmingham. I don't know what it's like in your neck of the woods, but it's really cold here. It was 21 in the morning, and that, you know, that's really cold for Birmingham. It gets chilly here, but this is very, very cold for us. So, you know, I have sympathy for all of you who deal with these temperatures and below zero temperatures throughout the winter months. That certainly is, you know, something that I'm glad I'm not there. If I may say so. But all of that being said, I'm inviting you to give us a call here today, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is our toll-free number for you right here in Birmingham, Alabama. We are on EWTN Radio, of course, and that's the toll-free number that you use to connect with us here. So do pick up the phone, punch in those numbers, 833-288-EWTN. Matthew Gubensky will take your call. He'll get you up on the board. We'll be able to have some holy conversation together today as we chit-chat about those things that are most important to our life of faith. In addition to that, we want to remind you that we're available for you there in social media land as well, EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook pages there. Simply use the chat feature at either one of those sites and put in your question, your comment, your insight, your inspiration, your word of encouragement. We're going to get it retrieved. Pedro Quiles is going to do that retrieving. He will get your question or comment up on the board, and I will be able to address it. You can also text your questions and comments to us. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. That's EWTN 58177. And wait for our response. Put in your question or comment. Tell us who you are, where you are, and how you're listening. And do know that message and data rates may apply. Always eager to hear from you at Women of Grace. Well, I do want to let you know about some of the things that are going on. I was sharing with you yesterday that this is a very busy time for Women of Grace. All kinds of events are beginning to happen locally as well as online. We invite you always to check out our Women of Grace website there, and you will discover what is happening. We are going to be having an evening of grace tonight. You know, these evenings of grace and mornings of grace are free of charge. They are available to you oftentimes in person and oftentimes online. You know, it's a combination of both. We do them both ways, and they're always going on. Our evening of grace is this evening. It is this evening, January the 9th. We invite you to register right online and to join our women. We're going to be talking about the feminine vocation of women, the qualities of Catholic women leaders. That is going to be taking place Thursday evening, January the 9th, tonight, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern. It will also be repeated Tuesday morning, January the 14th, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern. And do know this, you know, these are interactive, so they're live on the spot, and you will be able to participate along with all of the other women who will gather there. You do have to register, so we can text you the link so you can join. But I'm inviting you to join us either tonight or January the 14th. Going to a break, coming right back. Do give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open, 1-833-288-EWTN, 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I am inviting you to join us right here on Women of Grace Live by giving us a phone call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 86, inviting you to pick up the phone and give us a call, or go out to EWTN Radio's social media sites. Go to EWTN's YouTube channel and or Facebook page and use the chat feature there. Put your question or comment in that chat feature, and Pedro Quiles will collect it and put it up on the board. Matthew Gubensky will answer the phone, so give a call and say howdy, hey to him. If you're a first-time caller or submitter, as you well know, I want to know, because I like to ring my bell to welcome you as a first-time caller to Women of Grace Live. So I do have a correction. I mentioned that Jimmy Carter's funeral mass was going on. he's not Catholic, so it's not a funeral mass, friends. It's a funeral service. So I apologize for my inadvertent mistake. I speak like a Catholic, I guess, all of the time. I don't know. But all of that being said, we are praying for the eternal repose of his soul. We're inviting you to call us today and share with us your thoughts, your ideas about what is taking place both in California and in the general culture. 833-288-EWTN. I was mentioning to you prior to the break about some of the things happening at Women of Grace, and I was telling you about our Mornings of Grace and Evenings of Grace. And this evening, we are having an Evening of Grace, January the 9th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, running to 8:30 p.m. It's an online event, so you can join. You're welcome to come. You can register right out there at our website, womenofgrace.com. These are the first two of the season. The second one happening on January the 14th is a Morning of Grace, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. If you have never participated in a Women of Grace gathering, this will give you, a very good insight into what Women of Grace is all about. The topic that is going to be discussed tonight is the feminine vocation of women, the qualities of Catholic women leaders. What an exciting topic that is. We're all over that. And that leads me to tell you about our Benedicta Institute for Women, which is a way in which you ladies can receive a certification in Catholic women's leadership. We are having our winter immersive February 3rd through the 9th at Our Lady of Florida Spiritual Center, located in North Palm Beach, Florida. Now, this is an immersive. What does that mean? It means that we're there every day. Many of the women will be staying right there on campus. We've got events that run through the course of the day, time in the evening for beautiful reflections, etc., that go on. Just a wonderful opportunity to take some time away to delve deeply into the reality of who we are as women and how we can bring that to bear within the very state and life that is ours. No matter if we're a mother, no matter if we are a single woman, no matter if we're a religious woman, no matter if we're a teacher or a doctor or an attorney, no matter if we are a homeschooling mom, no matter what it is that we're doing, we are called to be a woman leader. Yes, we are, by virtue of the gift of our authentic femininity. But what that means and how it is that is brought forward is what we learn through the Benedicta Institute for Women. The way in which the organization there, or this apostolate, this apostolic outreach, I should say, of Women of Grace is structured is available for you at our website, womenofgrace.com. Our motto is Agere Sequitur Esse. It's a Latin phrase. What does it mean? It means doing follows being. Doing follows being. We cannot be a Catholic woman leader if we are not a Catholic woman who is formed and shaped according to the heart and the mind of Almighty God. And that is what we explore, as well as the way in which we can bring that into the context of the milieu of our own individual life, right? So it's a beautiful opportunity to come. We're going to be reaching into our theme on Mariology and the Feminine Genius. We're going to be studying the course, The Read of God, Mary in Scripture and Devotion, by us exploring the one who is the feminine genius, the one who embodies to the superlative degree the feminine genius. We will come to see what that genius should look like, should be shaped according to, in our own individual reality. So I am inviting you to join us for that Benedicta. We have already acquired a number of students, but this is a lovely setting and we can accommodate a few more. We are very, very happy to talk with you about it. You can get in touch with us at 800-558-5452. That's 800-558-5452. Or you can find out the information online and register there. Ultimately, you are going to have to register online. We can help you through that process, but it's really very easy. easy. It's self-explanatory, not hard at all. I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it, because I am no technocrat, let me tell you. So it is pretty easy breezy. But all of that, you know, if you are anticipating something like this, or even if I am in the sharing that I am doing this morning, you just feel a prompting of the Holy Spirit, at least take the first step. And what is that first step? That first step is to find out more, right? It's to explore, right? When you explore, you discover. You know, when you discover, then you find the way. And we certainly do want for you to join us at this beautiful event. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us right here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Well, I'll tell you what, Gil is with us. And, you know, I'm not exactly sure. We've got some time, obviously. We're going to go to Gil. We're inviting you to give us a call, 833-288-EWTN, or send us a message via EWTN Radio's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Use the chat feature at either one of those sites. Put in your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. We will get it. I will be happy to address it. We can then move on together. Oh, I just love it so much. I just love the radio. I just love Catholic radio. Let's get to Gil. He is in New York today. Yes, he is. Good morning to you, Gil.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, as Mary would say.
I'm glad. Listen, Gil, I want to ask you before you get started there, how are your eyes doing?
My eyes are doing perfect. They're doing
no
fine.
Kidding. Really?
Gil, yeah. I mentioned that to you that I prayed to, I asked Mary to intercede for me when I was in my room at night. And then I waited a week or two, and my pain is gone.
Oh, Gil,
I mentioned that
so
on your program before. I don't know if you remember.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry if I forgot, but I'll tell you what. That is wonderful news. I always think of you, you know, and I was interceding for you, as you well know, and I was asking St. Lucy, and I was asking Our Lady.
Oh.
So I'm glad that the pain is gone. May it remain gone forever.
Yes, I'm going to see the doctor on the 15th of the month. So she's
good.
I'm
That's
able to
great.
Open my eyes. I mentioned the last time that I haven't been able to open my eyes for many months. And now they're open. When people swarm me, say, your eyes are open and they're not red.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that might have been what I remembered, that there was still some, you know, difficulty that was going on there. But you've got a question about the Song of Solomon.
Yeah, and also related to Philippians 4:19, they're kind of together.
Okay.
In chapter 1, I think it says, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. How does it apply to being married or being single? Because I want to be married someday again. In a relationship someday. Both,
okay.
You know.
Repeat the verse for me again.
Let me see. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. What does
okay.
that mean? How would that apply to me being single and wanting to get married someday?
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think that if I were to take a stab at this, and of course, I haven't really done an exegesis on this particular passage, nor have I read a commentary on it. But you know, I think that this is a of course, it's coming from a wisdom book. And I think that it's encouraging the reader to guard safely the heart. You know, to guard safely the heart until the soul's desire is met. In other words, until there is an interior response that this is the person for me, right? So maybe if we were to put it into a more vernacular way, and, you know, I'm certainly welcoming anyone who has more knowledge on this to call in and share with us. But, you know, if we were to put it into a vernacular way, we might say, you know, one, take custody of your heart, or two, you know, don't fall in love too quickly. Don't confuse infatuation with love.
Right.
Because then we can make decisions that really are not the best of decisions, right? Okay?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Being single is not easy. You know, I desire to get married. I know in Philippians 4:19 it says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." How would that apply to being single and wanting to get married?
Okay. Well, you know, there's another place in sacred scripture where it tells us that God gives us the desires of our heart. So the fact that you've got this desire, you know, to marry, the fact that this desire is there, I think might be one indication that this is God's will for you. It, certainly, I would take that into prayer and I would explore that with the Holy Spirit, you know, looking for the insight and wisdom that you need to discern if, in fact, this is the true. Now, God's ultimate will for us is something that sometimes is frustrated by natural conditions and circumstances, one of which might be, you know, the ability to meet people, the ability to to engage in active relationships that can lead to such a thing. Another thing might be that it's our desire, but, you know, the timing is not our timing either, right? It's God's timing. So I would continue to pray through this desire, and I would continue to ask the Lord that if this is your will, then bring it forth, because that I think is what Philippians is saying, that God will bring it forth. There's another way to interpret that passage that I quoted. God gives us the desire, grants us the desires of our hearts, or gives us the desires of our hearts. One way is that he puts the desire there. The other way is that what we desire, he will fulfill. But of course, that fulfilling has to be according to his will for us. And understand one thing, you know, what is God's ultimate goal for us? You know that, Gil. What is God's ultimate goal for us?
Right.
His ultimate goal is eternal life, right? It's eternal life. His ultimate goal is that we be happy with him in heaven forever. So he knows what is the best way for us to attain that ultimate goal of his, right? And so these, we can always trust that whatever is going on in our life, even this frustration of this desire in your soul, God is in the midst of that. And there's something about that, that this frustration that's existing right now, there's something about that that is important for your salvation. Now, the quest of the soul then is to, one, yield to the reality, you know, not to go against the grain of it, yield to it, to embrace it and say, okay, Lord, you know what my will is, but at this moment, this is what you're entrusting to me. And so I want to find you here and share with me, Lord, is there a virtue that you are trying to perfect in me? You know, is there a lesson that you're trying to teach me in this? Make me docile, Lord. You know, make me clay in your hands. Mold me, Lord. Let me be open and responsive. And that's how, you know, that's how, while you're in this waiting pattern, this is how we wait. It's how we wait with integrity. It's how we wait in a fruitful way, right? Because we're allowing that waiting to frustrate us. We're allowing that waiting to be about the business of perfecting us, like unto God.
Yes. Catholics also believe that the saints pray for us. And I was curious, being that I asked Mary to intercede for me, and I'm still missing my Nancy, is it okay to ask for her to intercede for me as well, or glad that would be wrong?
Oh, heaven's sakes, no. Mary is the queen of all saints.
Oh, no, I meant Nancy. Yeah,
oh, like to ask Nancy to intercede for you.
Intercede.
No. Yes. No. I would not say that that's wrong at all. You have every reason to believe that you know, you don't have, let's put it this way, you don't have any reason to believe that Nancy is not, you know, in heaven and or in another Catholic teaching, purgatory, right? But we do know this. The church teaches us that the souls in purgatory pray for us. They can no longer pray for themselves. So one, pray for your Nancy. Two, yes, you can ask for Nancy's intercession. Absolutely.
Wow, I didn't know that for sure. I was thought that maybe it was wrong or the Old Testament and Deuteronomy or whatever, you know, chapter 18 somewhere.
No, I think, remember this, one of the two tremendous books that Martin Luther took out of the Bible that were part of the canon were Maccabees, 1 Maccabees and 2 Maccabees.
Right.
And in Maccabees, it talks
chapter
about,
12.
That's right, there you go. So,
verse 45, 46,
I'll tell you, you are a Bible genius.
Yeah, you know what? I would like to, being that I have this desire, since I know the Bible, I strongly want to help people in their marriages as well. I want to encourage them and bless them and help them to appreciate what they have and not take it for granted. So I hope and pray that God will also use me in this life, since I have the desire, but I also have the desire to bless other people in the same way.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful desire to have too. And
really
let's
do.
Pray that the Lord opens up a door that way. But until he does, you don't have to wait. You know, if you feel that desire in your heart, you can do it by beginning to intercede for marriages, for the marriages of people that you know,
and yes.
you know, in the broader context of the whole of the culture.
Can you pray for me now
sure.
on everything that I'm talking about? Because I know Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, Matthew 18:19, I believe.
Yep. Okay, so let's do that. Well, Father, we do come before you in this moment, and you know the desires of your son Gil's heart. You see them, Lord. You're aware of them. You're aware of them even in ways that he is not aware of them. And so it is that I am asking that as he continues to move through his life, that these desires are granted. If there is a person there, Lord God, that you know is meant for him, I would pray that, you know, through the ordinary circumstances of life, they would come together. I pray, Father God, that as you he journeys through this time of waiting, that this would be a fruitful time for him spiritually, that in this time of waiting, he would not be have this be a fallow time, but that it would be a time that would be rich in delving more deeply into your profound mysteries and into the virtues that you desire that he experience, into the ones that you know need to be perfected in him. I would pray that this would also be a time, Lord, where you would teach him about waiting, where you would take him into the beautiful way in which waiting is so productive in bringing forth the finest of fruit at other points in our life. And so, Father God, I would ask that you would continue to encourage your son in this direction. And he also speaks of this desire to be of aid to individuals who are married. And Father, I'm asking that you would give him a special grace of intercession for those in the married state. And I pray too, Lord, that if you want to move this out in a more public way, that those doors would be open to Gil, that he would be given those opportunities as well. I am so grateful, Lord, for the way in which he cracks open, unpacks your word, Lord, in his own life and does for us here on Women of Grace Live. And I ask that you continue to bless your son. And we offer you this prayer in the name of your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Give us a call, friends, 833-288-EWTN. More on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I am Jonette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. So enjoy spending this time with you Monday through Friday as we discuss issues of importance to your life and your faith. I'm reminding you that tonight at 7 p.m., we have an evening of grace that's happening. You can register for it right there online at our website, womenofgrace.com. I encourage you to do so. A beautiful way to spend an hour and a half, and a beautiful way for you to meet other women who are actively engaged in living that abundant life of our Lord Jesus Christ through the very reality of their feminine charism, right? So we invite you to check it out tonight. That's 7 p.m. Eastern time, running until 8:30 p.m. Eastern. womenofgrace.com is where you register. You'll see it in the event section there. Click on that, and it's going to take you where you need to be to register. I do want to offer some congratulations today. I love congratulating our affiliates on their anniversary days. Congratulations going out to another longtime EWTN radio partner. It's Spirit Catholic Radio with 20 stations serving Nebraska and Wisconsin, celebrating an incredible 26 years with EWTN. That's 26 years with EWTN Radio. Oh my goodness. So congratulations to you, Jim Carroll, and all of those great team members of yours at Spirit Catholic Radio from all of us here at EWTN. Congratulations to you. We are eager to hear from you here, and our phone lines are all open, and Matthew Gubensky is waiting for you, and so am I. 833-288-EWTN is the way that you can join us. That's 833-288-3986. Just pick up the phone and give us a call. We would love to chat with you about anything that's going on in your world, and would love to do it today during our program. In addition to that, we're available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply get on out there and use that chat feature to put in your question or comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement. Do want to let you know that we also are very happy to receive your emails. You can email Women of Grace, womenofgrace@EWTN.com. Well, we were talking with Gil a minute ago, and he's in this period of waiting. He very much has a desire to be a married man, but nothing is looming in that way in the very near future. So we were talking about waiting, and I know I've shared this with you in the past about this theology of waiting, that there is a beautiful way in which we approach theology, knowing that God is in that waiting process. And I wrote a little piece. I'm not really sure if I've shared this with you in the past or not. I may well have. So indulge me if you've heard this already. But in the history of the life of the people of God, waiting was something that we see repeated over and over again. And there is a beautiful image of Our Blessed Lady, a beautiful title of hers called Our Lady of Expectation. And it's really, it is a special attention given to Our Blessed Mother and given to her during those 9 months that she was pregnant with baby Jesus. Now, any woman that's ever been pregnant knows what those 9 months are like. And we also know that there are certain points in that 9 months where it gets really hard to wait, right? But Our Lady experienced all of that. And the fact of the matter is, we're all going to wait. And so I just wanted to give you just some insight into, waiting and what Scripture says to us about waiting and what the beauty and the wonder can be in waiting. And so I'm just going to read this little teaching that I've done on Our Lady of Expectation. And it says this: everyone waits for something, and it's the rare person who waits well. But the adage, good things come to those who wait, has some truth in it. Scripture has many passages alluding to the good that comes through patient, hope-filled, trustful waiting. Lamentations 3:25-26 puts it this way: the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Did you hear those words? That was some of what I was expressing to Gil. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. We seek God in the midst of the waiting. Psalm 130:5-6 says this: I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, right? So this is active, attentive waiting. It's not a passive, oh dear, there's nothing to do until this heart's desire of mine is fulfilled. It's no, this is an active time. It's a time for me to look for the Lord. It's time for me to hope in the Lord. It's time for me to be attentive to his coming, to be vigilant like a watchman waiting for the morning. St. James instructs us, be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. I love that idea of establish your hearts. You know, when we think of something being established, we think of something being built, right? We think of a structure. And in a certain sense, establish your hearts. It's saying like, okay, so dig into the soil of your heart and build there a fortifice of strength, waiting for the Lord, right? Dig into that rich soil, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. It will be here soon. And that's coming from chapter 5, verse 7 and 8 in St. James' epistle. And then, likewise, many are the scripture examples of those who were called to wait. Here are just a few of the significant ones. The Israelites wait centuries for the Messiah to come, even though God prophesies his coming in the Garden of Eden. Abraham and Sarah wait decades to conceive a child after God promises their progeny will be greater in number than the stars. David waits years from the time of his kingly anointing until he actually ascends the throne. Not unlike Abraham and Sarah, Elizabeth and Zechariah grow old before St. John the Baptist is finally conceived. Simeon waits many years to realize the fulfillment of God's promise that he would see the Savior before he died. Jesus, our Savior, waits 30 years for the commencement of his public ministry. How about that? And then another 3 years for its mission to be completed. And before they are sent to proclaim the good news, the apostles wait 9 days in the upper room for the coming of the Paraclete. But get this, most impressive of all is that God himself waited. So it's God-like to wait. God himself waited. He waited for the fullness of time to arrive before he sent his son to redeem mankind. And when that time arrived, he waited for the response of a woman, the same woman of whom he had spoken in the garden generations before. And the same woman who had been patiently waiting with her people for the coming of the Lord. And then all of heaven waited. It held its breath as it waited for the woman's response. And when a response was given, the woman's time of waiting began anew. And of course, that was our Blessed Lady, right? She waited through the 9 months of her pregnancy. She waited through the troubling years of his infancy and toddlerhood. She waited as he grew to adolescence. She waited with anxiety until he was found in the temple. She waited as he grew big and strong. She waited during his time of public ministry. She waited agonizing moments of concern when he was arrested. She waited in dreadful anticipation as she accompanied him on the climb to Calvary. She waited in anguish for 3 torturous hours until he expired on the cross. She waited grief-stricken as he was taken down and placed in her arms. She waited in pain as he was buried in the borrowed tomb. She waited with the 3 long, and out, she waited out the 3 long days until he astonishingly rose from the dead. She waited the 40 days between his resurrection and ascension. And with patient hope and trust, she waited every lonely day until she was lifted up by the angels to join him forever in heaven. I think that makes Mary the perfect icon of one who waits. And so in our time of waiting, we stand in good company. We stand in the company of God himself. We stand in the company of our Blessed Lady. We stand in the company of our Lord Jesus Christ. We stand in company of all of the Jews who faithfully waited for the coming of the Messiah. Good things come to those who wait. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly, quietly, stilling the emotions, stilling the anticipation, waiting quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So I just think it's beautiful, you know, that we stand in the company of all of these tremendous people and God himself for those who wait. We've got Beth with us. You can join us too, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Give us a call and join Beth today. Beth is there in Rochester, Michigan, it looks like, listening to us via the EWTN app. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. I have a question. My daughter is engaged, and the young man that she's engaged to is of the, he was only baptized, but they didn't practice the faith at home, and it's called Unitarianism, uh-huh. I guess. And So she just recently had to get the baptismal records and asked his mom, and his mom told her that it was the Unitarianism faith and that he was baptized, but they didn't use water. Now, she asked the church, and they said it's valid, and I know I've heard that before, baptism is a baptism, but I was just wondering if you had any insight on this faith.
Well, you know, are you saying that the Catholic Church said it's valid?
Yeah. Her church did. Her church that she called, that she's getting married in.
Is it a Catholic church?
Yeah.
Well, I'm relatively surprised by that, to tell you the truth. Perhaps the person does not know very much about Unitarianism, but the Unity Church, is a New Age church. It does not necessarily hold that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he was baptized in a Unitarian church, it's very unlikely that he was baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The fact that there wasn't water used, calls the whole, the whole issue into question. So, it is not a Christian church. They might say they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe in Jesus as the Son of God. In addition to that, they cotton to, ideas that are very far removed from the revealed truth of sacred scripture and the teachings of the church. So, I'm just surprised that that was the response that she got. Producing a document from a church that says you're baptized doesn't necessarily mean that, you're baptized according to the formula, or that church in and of itself is one that is truly Christian. For example, the same thing would hold true for Jehovah's Witness. The same thing would hold true for Mormonism. If they even do baptisms, I think that they do, but they certainly are not the Christian baptisms.
Yeah, so that makes me feel so much better, because in my gut, I knew that because I looked it up a little bit, and this just makes so much sense.
Right.
For Sam, because I've always thought he was baptized, and so is she, so she's going to be very disappointed and sad also. So we have to take a new course here.
Yeah, now listen, is your daughter practicing her faith?
Yes.
Okay. Is she fervent in her faith?
I would say yes.
Okay. So, obviously this is something that she really, really needs to consider, she could probably, I can't speak for the parish, and I don't know exactly anything more than that, but I'm glad she's practicing her faith, and obviously our emotions run high when we're in love and all, but she's making a decision that's going to last a lifetime here. And is he at all open to the faith?
She expresses how bottom book, he does go to church with her. I just don't know where he's at with it, either does she.
Uh-huh. Well, that's something she needs to find out before she says, I do.
Yes. Yeah. That's, I just feel like we found this out for a reason, and this is something we need to talk about.
Yes, I think so. And I'm glad that you have a relationship such that you can talk about something that might be very difficult.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. She's very open. So, but
good.
She's pretty set in her mind, though, about marriage.
Well, that's what I mean. There can be a conflict there. So, So pray for her. Pray. I know that you are praying for her, but be very intentional in your prayer for her. And you might want to consider doing before you have the conversation, you might want to consider doing the beautiful novena prayer to Our Lady Undoer of Knots. There's a couple of different ways to do it. There's a couple of different novenas out there. One of them involves the rosary, one does not. The one that involves the rosary is, of course, my favorite because I love the rosary. But you might want to consider that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Beth.
Have a good day, and thank you for everything you do.
You're welcome, and God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way in which you can join us today here on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. And this is one of the things, it's interesting because we had Gil on earlier, and he was talking about wanting to be married. And he was asking us about that passage from, you know, the Song of Solomon, Song of Songs. And in that particular passage, we talked about the fact that the idea is that we don't want to give way, right? We don't want to give way until we know, you know, in matters of love or in matters of the heart, until we know that this is the person. And so, you know, we should have, you know, we should have some kind of a list of criteria upon which we would have some certitude that this would be a person that God himself is bringing into our life. You know, and I just suggest that. Now, some of the criteria that women use is just ridiculous. You know, some of it has to do with physical attributes. Some of it has to do with financial attributes, right? Some of it has to do with geography. I mean, those are all incidental. They're nice things, but they're incidental. What you're marrying the person. You know, the two souls become one, you know? I mean, you become wed, right? You become one flesh, right? It's a heart-to-heart kind of a thing that's taking place there. It's a very real thing. You're no longer one, but two. So you want to be very careful, very, very careful. And if there's a big issue that exists, you want to guard carefully your heart so that you don't find yourself, you know, involved on a deep emotional level with, you know, an individual where there could be difficulties and struggles, because some of the big markers that would say, yes, this is a good way to go, are not in place. And I think that when it comes to religion, this is a big one, because we know that, you know, it's one of the major causes of divorce. It's one of the major causes that causes problems in a marriage, even if divorce isn't the ultimate end result. It's not saying that there can't be a blessing of the church. There can be. But, you know, it's carving a more difficult path. You know, it's carving a more difficult path. So, you know, I think that beautiful passage that we discussed with Gil earlier on is a really beautiful one to consider in light of these matters of the heart. 833-288-EWTN, that's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us today. We have time for a call or two. We can take a call or two. Do give us a call. Do want to let you know this, though. This is really an important thing, especially for those of you that like sales. I like sales. EWTN's Religious Catalog is having its final clearance on books and other items. So get on out there to EWTNRC.com or, you know, peruse it out there on the website, EWTN Religious Catalog's website. Now is a great time to stock up on books and items to enrich your life of faith in 2025. Again, visit EWTNRC.com and go to the final clearance tab for a great selection of items on final clearance. Stock up on books you've been wanting to read, or beautiful pictures and plaques, those holy reminders, beautiful statues for your home. There's something for everyone there. And for those special events coming up in 2025, stock up now. I mean, we've got Mother's Day coming, Father's Day later in the year. We've got birthdays that are happening all of the time. We've got anniversaries that are always taking place. We've got Valentine's Day next month, right? You'll never want to forget a special occasion. And this is a great opportunity to remember it in a meaningful way with something that speaks to the faith and at a discounted price. So encouraging you. Teresa's out there on YouTube. She says, I asked for prayers for my daughter, that my daughter baptizes her baby girl soon, and for her to get the sacrament of matrimony. Yes, Teresa. Yes, definitely. And we were talking about baptism a moment ago. We certainly do want our children and our grandchildren to be baptized. There is no question about that. And so, Father God, we do come before you in this moment, and we lift up Teresa's daughter. We lift up Teresa's grandchild. We ask, Father God, that her little girl grandbaby will receive the sacrament of baptism. And we ask that her daughter will have this union blessed within the church, if that be your holy will. Father, I'm asking that you would bring Teresa peace of mind. And I'm asking that you, Blessed Mother, under your title, title of Our Lady, Undoer of Knots, would undo any knot that would prevent this child from receiving the sacrament or prevent Teresa from regularizing through the sacrament this union that she is involved in. Father, I know that you have a perfect plan for Teresa's daughter and for this baby girl who is made in your image and likeness. And we just ask that this perfect plan would be effected. We ask, Father, that it would come through all things. Rachel on YouTube, please pray against pornography and sex trafficking. We only have 90 seconds left, but of course, we do pray against pornography and sex trafficking. And, you know, I would really encourage you all to add this prayer intention to your daily prayer. And Rachel, be assured of the fact that I will add it to my daily prayer as well. You know, when we think about the ways in which the human person is being misused, abused, the way in which the dignity of the human person is being truly, truly attacked in our world today, it reminds us of the fact that we as Christians have to be proclaiming the truth that every person who has life is created in the image and likeness of God. Excuse me. It's been great being with you today, encouraging you to spend Monday through Friday with us right here on Women of Grace Live at this same time on this same station. Until we are together again, may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now.